Ellis Bates on Stray FM's Business Hub.
The end of the tax year is going to be the 5th of April, as ever. So at this point, it's what allowances do we have, what can we use, and which ones will we lose if we don't use them? So the key areas today are going to be looking at personal pensions, contributions, ISA allowances, income tax, capital gains tax, and also we're going to touch on inheritance tax and ways in which you can each year mitigate your estate's exposure to inheritance tax.
So there's lots to learn today. So what's our first step that we're going to look at?
First step is we're going to look at personal pensions. Now, pensions are often in the media. They're always being discussed. But of course, the most important thing to know is that each year, we can all put up to £40,000 a year into a pension fund. Now, that depends on your income. Mm-hmm. Another thing to consider is for those people who earn considerably more than £40,000 a year, there is an opportunity to carry back from previous year's unused relief. So it is possible to make a contribution larger than £40,000, but your income will need to be substantially larger as well to accommodate that without falling foul of the tax system. The other thing to make sure of is that you're getting the right tax relief. So when we make a contribution into a pension fund, we will receive at source 20%. So if you are a higher taxpayer or an additional rate taxpayer, then you would have to claim back the balance of that in your self-assessment return. So it's important that you do that.
To note that, yeah, definitely. Don't forget
absolutely.
That.
And another thing to think about now, and this is not perhaps so time-sensitive, but death benefit nomination, passing your pension through to your civil partner, your spouse or your children, or even friends is simpler than ever, but it's worth considering as to whether you've actually made a death benefit nomination. That's a form that's lodged with the trustees, which gives guidance on how I'd like that money to be divided in the event of my death.
Which is very important, isn't it? Because it's something that could be overlooked.
The main thing about it as well is that under 75, if you die before age 75, under personal pension rules, there is no tax to pay on that lump sum, which is obviously very, very generous. After 75, then the tax payable would be restricted to the marginal rate of the beneficiary or beneficiaries.
What else have you got for us as well with the pensions?
For higher rate taxpayers, as an example, if you wanted to pay £8,000 into your pension fund, it actually cost you net of tax relief only £4,800. Again, 20% added at source and the balance via your tax assessment. But that's quite huge.
Yeah.
So effectively, an £8,000 investment is only costing you £4,800 a year. And of course, there are tax benefits associated when you take that benefit as well, like 25% tax-free cash.
Yeah.
So certainly make the benefit, use the benefit of your pension contribution and enjoy that tax relief going back into your pension fund.
Definitely. So let's look in our next area then, ISAs.
ISAs, really popular subject. But of course, if you don't use it, you lose it.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, we can still make a contribution of $15,240 up to the 5th of April. And then in 2018-19, we can make another contribution that's going up to $20,000.
Oh, wow.
So if you imagine, if you have the cash spare and you're coming up to the end of the tax year, so for 2016-17, you make your $15,240 contribution, and then the very next day, you can pay $20,000 in. So you've got a contribution there of £35,240 into a rather taxed, privileged environment. And don't forget, we can invest into stocks and shares or even a cash ISA. But the thing is, you've got to use it now, because if you don't use it by the 5th of April, you will lose that allowance of $15,240
for this
year.
We hear that a lot, don't we? We always say, if you don't use it, you will lose it. What other tips have you got as well?
Well, there's a wide range of ISAs that are available. There are currently five types of ISA. There's the normal cash ISA. So if you've got savings in an account, why not wrap an ISA around those to get the tax benefits on those? There's also the Help to Buy ISA, which can give you a potential maximum bonus of around £3,000. A junior ISA, of course, these replace the previous child trust fund, stocks and shares ISA, and of course the newest one on the market is an innovative finance ISA. This is a peer-to-peer lending arrangement, but wrapped within an ISA.
Next step for us then, we've got income tax, which is a very interesting area.
Income tax, this is a really, really good area to talk about, because I mentioned earlier about a pension contribution. Pension contribution serves to reduce your overall income for taxation purposes. So, for example, someone who is earning £60,000 would at that point lose child benefit. So by making a contribution of £10,000 into a pension, that reduces their effective income to £50,000, and then you get the full child benefit back again. So that's a really good tip. Think about reducing your income back to £50,000 or less with a pension contribution. Another thing to do on income tax is to think about gifting money to a spouse or civil partner, if they are a basic rate taxpayer or even a nil rate taxpayer, that way you're making use of their tax position rather than adding the burden to your own. And also, talk to your advisor about reviewing the strategies to invest for capital growth rather than just for income. If you have sufficient income, don't add to the taxation burden of that by producing more. Think about rooting that back into the investment to strive for growth.
Yeah, definitely. Great advice there. And it's always interesting as well about using your other half as well. I think that's a great idea. What other ideas have you got there for
just a few others? So also think about using your personal savings allowance for basic rate taxpayers. They can now earn up to £1,000 of interest in their savings account each tax year without having to pay tax. And higher rate taxpayers can earn up to £500 of interest. If you're one of those fortunate people to be earning over £150,000 a year, you don't get any benefit at all. Quite rightly so. Quite rightly so. But also, again, think about this year, because income tax on savings accounts is not at source anymore. So if you are earning interest, think about your tax return. You need to declare those to pay tax. Income tax and dividends, we have a £5,000 allowance on dividends. Above that, of course, it will attract tax at whichever rate you pay. But again, think about reducing your income, because if you reduce your income, then the tax you'll pay on those dividends may fall down to one of the lower bands. And of course, the personal allowance. Everyone's got a personal allowance of up to £11,000 to earn tax-free, whether that's by income and interest and savings. Please make sure, because if you don't use it, you lose it.
I love that. It's one of the things that gets repeated a lot, isn't it? So the next one we've got as well is inheritance tax. What have you got about?
Yeah, this is probably the most resented tax of all, really, in that when you pass away, currently we have a nil rate band of £325,000, so your assets above that are taxed at 40%. So it's important to reduce our estate so we mitigate that tax for when we pass away and pass the assets to our loved ones. Options to reduce our inheritance tax. First of all, that we have every year, we have exempt gifts that we can gift across. We have an annual allowance of £3,000 where we can gift to anybody without creating a potential tax charge. Now, this is unusual because this particular allowance can be carried back to the previous year if you haven't used it. So if I hadn't used last year's allowance, I could make a gift of £6,000 and that would be classed as exempt. Now, what that means is that that gift would not be considered to have used any part of my nil rate band should I die within the next 7 years.
So they're the top tips, Mark. What's the recap, just in case anybody wants a reminder?
So five key areas. Please do take time to look at them before the tax year end. But as ever, if you'd like to discuss your tax planning needs with a professional advisor, please do contact Ellis Bates on 01423 520052, or drop us a line via the website, which is all the W's, ellisbatesgroup.com.
Ellis Bates on Stray FM's Business Hub.